So just two quick slides left in this chapter. On 14, we're looking at things we've already mentioned. A focal adhesion on the top and a hemidesmosome on the bottom. And what these have in common, compared to the other ones we've talked about, is that these are connections between a cell and the extracellular matrix. They're not intercellular junctions. They don't hook one cell to another cell. They hook a cell to some part of the extracellular matrix. A focal adhesion, as we've talked about before, are involved in cell crawling, for one thing. And what they use are category of proteins called integrins. Remember, we were talking about cadherins for desmosomes. Focal adhesions use integrins, which are then inside the cell linked to linker proteins of some sort, like this TALEN is an example of a linker protein, which in turn then binds to these green ones, which are actins. All right, so focal adhesions are ultimately involve linkage to the actin part of the cytoskeleton, whereas hemidesmosomes are specifically linking outside the cell to the basal lamina. So this is how an epithelial cell in the basal layer is hooked to the actual basal lamina on which that epithelium rests. And then inside the cell, also these include integrins as well and linker proteins, but then those linker proteins are attached not to actin components of the cytoskeleton, but intermediate filaments. Okay, let's go to 15 then. The final slide switches to plants all of a sudden. We've mostly been talking about animals up to now. But plants also have intracellular junctions. Remember, they don't have really what we call an extracellular matrix. The extracellular structure is almost entirely cell wall material. But they do have intercellular junctions, meaning their cells are joined to each other by things that at least superficially seem like gap junctions. They are basically the plant version of what we call gap junctions in animals. These are called plasmodesmata, though, which is a plural. If you're talking about just one of them, it's plasmodesma. Plasmodesmata are little tunnels from one cell to the next, and therefore they penetrate through the cell wall that's between the two cells. They're bigger, though, in diameter than gap junctions, so a greater number of sizes of molecules can get through the plasmodesma. Not only this, but the tunnel that is the plasmodesma is lined by plasma membrane. So the plasma membrane from one cell wraps through the plasmodesma and then continues as the plasma membrane of the next cell. And as you see, even endoplasmic reticulum with its own membrane can penetrate through a plasmodesma. So what this means is that in an entire plant's body, even an enormous tree, all of the living cells that make up that plant really share a cytoplasm. It's like all one big cell in a sense, because the cytoplasm from one cell extends through these plasmodesmata to all the adjacent cells. This allows for communication, including hormones, for instance, are transported through plasmodesma. Plants use hormones just like animals do. It's not the only thing, it's just an example. But that finishes up that chapter.